Welcome to the new timeframe. Before we get on the agenda, please stand for Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Meeting is hereby called to order for the Tappy NRD. Item two, the notification of the Open Meetings Act is posted on the back wall of the meeting room. Prior to turning the agenda, though, for today's meeting, I'd like to announce the, you changed that from tonight's to today, didn't you, Gene? I'd like to announce the procedure will be used for this meeting with respect to each agenda item. The directors will hear the subcommittee chairperson report with their proposals and recommendations. And then the public will be given the opportunity to address the board chairperson. Lastly, directors will discuss the item and take action. All questions and comments will be addressed through the board chair. Address the public, not interrupt the director's discussion and action. Thank you. Forum call.
Daly.
Here.
Bradley.
Here.
Conley.
Here.
Sullivan.
Here.
Grunwald.
Here.
Jeff.
Here.
McCormick.
Here.
Zapinski.
Here.
Teaser.
Here.
Weiss.
Here. I have an excuse absence for Director Weiss. Item four, adoption of the agenda. So moved.
Second.
Roll call.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
Sullivan.
Yes.
Grunwald.
No.
Yes.
McCormick.
Yes.
Zapinski.
Yes.
Teaser.
Yes.
Chairperson.
Aye.
And Chairperson.
Yes. Five, adoption of consent agenda.
Second.
Mr. Chairman, a point of information, please. Consent agenda is one item makes, it just doesn't make sense here. It does not comport with board policy. You're asking the board to approve minutes before a proper discussion takes place. For that matter, a consent agenda should never be a part of any board agenda. These are the actions of someone with something to hide. Please explain why the use of a meaningless consent agenda, as it serves no one. What is the value of having, look what's next on it. You're just hopping along.
Well, more than once in the past, we've had more than approval of minutes, so it's there.
Why don't you want to have a discussion about the minutes coming up?
Yeah, we have it in the past.
Well, if you have the agenda and you approve it, that means the minutes are approved. I prefer to have a discussion about the minutes.
I don't have an answer for that meets your satisfaction. Pardon?
How about we just follow board policy?
Well, we're following the agenda, and right now it's been moved and seconded. So any further discussion? You want to eliminate the consent agenda?
I think it should be eliminated.
Roll call.
Conley.
Aye.
Elder.
Yes.
Grunwald.
No.
Yes.
McCormick.
Yes.
Yes.
Teaser.
Yes.
Bailey.
Aye.
Bradley.
Yes.
Yes. I have here proof of publication of the notice of this meeting. That's been in the bureau and other places. On to item eight, agency reports. Award presentation by Omaha by Design. Scott Dobby?
That's right. That's
welcome.
Thank you.
Please identify yourself for the record.
Absolutely. Scott Dobby, Executive Director of Omaha by Design. Do you need address? Anything? No.
Okay. We can find you.
You're right. That's right. Well, I'll be brief, but I thank you all for hosting me or giving me the moment to share this. As I think some of you may know, Omaha by Design has existed since 2001 as a people-centered urban design and policy nonprofit. We believe that people-centered urban design is essential to thriving communities, And as part of that, we'd like to recognize those who are making great strides across our greater Omaha Metro in that vein. And as part of that, we annually host our Laurels Awards, which is an opportunity to draw together the broader urban design community and conservation community to nominate and then celebrate some great projects across the city. And so this year we held it across the river in Council Bluffs at the brand new River's Edge office building. We used the empty office shell up there and transformed it with a great view of the city, as you can see. We had around 100 in attendance and really enjoyed the opportunity to present 5 awards. One of those awards presented, you might have surmised that the reason for my being here is the Environment and Open Space Award. Which is meant to recognize an individual organization or business that has worked to preserve or enhance the metro's natural setting, park system, or open spaces. In this case, we had 4 nominees. Many of them were, as you might suspect, collaborative efforts: the GMD Mall Public Art Relocation Project, the LED Streetlight Conversion, River's Edge Pavilion, and the South Omaha Trail. And, of course, with no further ado, we're really pleased to announce and to present to you all recognition for the South Omaha Trail Project, which was a wonderful collaborative effort in our eyes on a not easy to connect but essential piece of our trail infrastructure. It serves a lot of purposes for recreation, but also for actually transit and communication as it connects residences and businesses and industry, and we think it is definitely award worthy. And so it's my pleasure to be here to present that to you all. The irony was that the night we hosted the awards ceremony, you were all present here at your November board meeting. So I apologize for that oversight, but it gave me the great chance to come out here. And there's some of your partners in the effort from Public Works and the Parks Department. And then finally, the award itself, and I've got it here, and I will be happy to share with you, is kind of unique in itself. We reinvented the award this year. It's made completely of cardboard and wood, laser cut. And so it's a very renewable and recyclable resource. And it's got a little marker that identifies the project, as well as a little set of toys here for you to play with. So it's a block set. My kids loved it, so I thought I needed to find a way to get it out into the community. So we hope that you will open it and enjoy it and have fun to display it somewhere here in the office. And with that, I just thank you all, and congratulations on a very worthy award and project.
Thank you very much. Thank you. And you can take all the ado you want, because we're pretty proud of this project.
Can I present this project?
Okay. This is the modern version of the sand and rock.
We should get a picture.
Yeah, there you go.
Sorry, maybe I should go around, but there we go. All right.
Thank you.
Thank you all.
Thanks. We're not going to play with that tonight.
Sure.
Hey, great. Thanks for coming. You're welcome to stay. Item B, Natural Resource Conservation Service Report. Andy Bonenkamp is not here, but the agency report is... very slim. It's in your packet. Questions on that? The NARD.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The NARD Legislative Conference will be held January 28th and 29th at the Embassy Suites in Lincoln, and we have 8 of the 11 directors already signed up. And I'm really happy to see that, and 4 staff members, so that's very positive. And tomorrow is the last day to sign up if you wish to attend, and I would certainly encourage everybody to attend if they can. That concludes my report.
Item D, Services Commission. Larry Bradley.
Thank you, Mr.
News to report, Larry.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm not under secrecy now, so yes, the cat's out of the bag, though. I'm sure most people know some good news, I guess, for the Papio, Missouri NRD, as I was the member of the area, we were able to accommodate $420,000 for some type of project that Paul Woodward cooked up. So it was some type of AEM photography or whatever measure. What was it, Paul?
It's continuing the AEM surveys and the
very important. It scored well. Scored, I think, about third out of projects. The scoring committee did mention there was a few. I mean, there was just some projects that didn't quite make the cut, and perhaps people just unknowingly they omitted answering like one simple question or something that just knocked them down a point or two. And you have to be very thorough in that is asked. Also, Omaha received and sort of automatic about a $1.1 million for the combined sewer program that they're continuing to work on. A short meeting was briefed by the person about water resources. They did mention Republican River Valley that Nebraska settlement with Colorado over the Republican River Valley. I had asked a lot of the development and so forth in Colorado using the South Platte, and they sort of that they'll be
there was there any discussion, and we'll get the catalyst in a minute here, but about any feelings on the fund itself being in jeopardy for the session? Did they talk about that?
No, I don't think so. I think it's good news, but nobody was. But we might hear different from our.
Item E, NRD Annual Washington, D.C. Conference or meeting is in March 14th to 18th. Let me know if you have an interest in attending, and we'll be if you have any, might be. Item F, Legislative Report, Catalyst Public Affairs. Okay. Someone else?
Yep, two more.
We've
handed these out. I hope hopefully we didn't miss anybody.
Okay.
Just a little report. And then there's a calendar on the back of that, of the legislative calendar. But my name's Tim Gay with Catalyst Public Affairs. Caitlin Reese with me.
Hello.
And David Brock. As I said earlier, we work as a team down in Lincoln. But we don't have a ton to report because today's the second day of the legislature, so...
Well, what have they done?
They introduced 178 bills
in two days.
So we're up to 903 total over the whole biennial session. But anyway, so on this goals, we had some goals. This is a kind of a living document. We met with General Manager Winkler on the 20th and just kind of went over, hey, what do you want us to look out for? Here's what we want to do. Touched base on that. We also attended in December. Senator McDonald's legislative hearing where John testified and others about major projects going on in Nebraska, so we were in attendance at that as well. So what we're doing here is, like I say, these are session goals, deliverables, committees, what we watch. As I said, 178 bills, we're up to 903. We will go back and look at all those, and the timing of the things right now, with today being the second day, and I know we got to come back in February. Our goal is to say, hey, here's the bills after the 10th day that get introduced. That's not until January 23rd. after those 10 days go by and we get a feel for all the bills, we'll get you a something. We'll send it to John, and he can distribute it to the whole group. So when we come back in February, you'll have a good chance to look at it instead of just handing it to you the night before. Any questions that come up between now and then, of course, feel free to contact us and go from there. So with that, I know on the first thing, I don't want to go over all this because of your time, but the monitor, the resource, the bonding legislation. David, do you want to talk about that? I know you reviewed it so far.
So I reviewed, and again, David Brock, glad to be here, reviewed the draft legislation. I don't think it's been dropped yet from what I understand. Pretty straightforward. Essentially, they took the existing bill that provides the Papio District with its bonding authority, created a new section, and then duplicated. So if you looked through the provisions that it intends to give the other districts, that it basically follows the same format, but does it in a different way because of where they're located relative to a city of, I'm going to mess up on the, basically proximity to the large metropolitan district. And so from that standpoint, I think that's a positive because it really doesn't touch the provisions that you rely on. And so I think we can say there shouldn't be any unintended consequences that would come from the passage of it. You know, it's like any time you open up legislation amendments, there's things that can happen with that. But based on an initial read of that draft, it was pretty straightforward.
It hasn't. I haven't seen it. It wasn't turned in yet, the bill. The one thing we would say, we were just talking earlier, so legal counsel for the Natural Resources Committee, she was there for 20-some years, and I don't know if she's legal counsel for 10 or longer. Lori Loggy left, so they have a brand-new attorney starting there in that committee, and we will meet him, but we haven't yet, but I'm sure they're just getting flooded with all these bills and things going on. But that's probably slowing down their process a little bit. Again, they have the first 10 days to introduce this. Mary Hughes is what I've been understanding, talking to Katie, the person going to introduce it. And I talked directly to him, and he was going to introduce that bill. So that's a big one we know for you, and us will monitor that. Our local LIDs and things like that, and just the valuations and all the things that are on the Revenue Committee. It's on our watch list for sure to watch the spending, how that will all shake out. I'm not going to get into the whole revenue committee. You can read about it. The paper changes about every day, but we keep a close eye on that. We're working to develop relationships with Dean. Of course, we've worked with Dean on other things, so continue that and build on that. And then their lobbyist, Katie Zolkowski, and her group have been that lobbyist 2 years now, but we've reached out to them. And then also working with John on legislative candidates as they come. There's several on the bottom. You'll see there's several senators who are term limited. There's going to be new ones coming in. We want to make sure they understand your mission, what you're all about. Our legislative tracking, you'll see, as I said, I'm not going to repeat that, but we'll be sending you a list of the bills when they're done instead of just keep dripping them on you. If you see something, feel free to reach out, and we'll mark that for sure, because there are other boards and commissions that are being looked at as well. Caitlin, do you want to talk about a one-page advocacy sheet, why we do that?
Sure. So, Caitlin Reese, happy to be in front of you guys today. Appreciate the time. So typically for our clients, we create advocacy pieces related around specific legislation. Some of it will be an introduction to the entity, so it would be an introduction to the NRD, and then talk a little bit about a particular bill. So we can kind of, as the session progresses, it may be the bonding bill or it may be something else that kind of rises to the highest priority, so we can kind of determine what we want to use that advocacy sheet for. Senators get a lot of information, and it can be helpful to have something that can go in their file. So if they need to refresh their memory on the NRD's position, they have that. It can also be helpful for senators if they want to hand it out on the floor as supporting documentation. So it's just another way to communicate effectively and succinctly our issues and kind of put ourselves in front of senators. So that's typically what we do for our clients, and look forward to working with Winkler and others on that. And then did you want me to talk about the candidates?
So
after the filing deadline and then certainly after the primary, we'll continue to update everyone on who the candidates are for those open legislative seats and if there are any challenges to returning senators that are up for re-election. Breakdown of basic biographical information, some information about their legislative district, all that kind of, so that you can put them into context. And then with a goal of meeting with those senator elects after the elections to start that education and kind of onboarding process with them ahead of the legislative session.
Yeah, so with that, on the next, on the committees, we, of course, keep in track of the Natural Resources Committee, the Revenue Committee, and the Government Committee are the main. We all kind of watch a different committee, so that's good. So we'll say, well, there's a bill going on. But on those, that's what we're going to do. On the legislative champions, as we talked about before, you have a big area with a lot of senators in it and a lot of new candidates. So down here on the bottom, in addition to Senator Hughes and those committee members, we want to make sure that mostly John, but we'll take his direction if he wants to bring any of you along, or if you're a personal friend with some of these people, maybe you'd like to join too, and just talk up the mission and what you're doing. There's a lot of misinformation that gets spread around there, so it's best if you talk one-on-one. So we'll coordinate how you want to do that, and it's hard to do, you know, you're all busy, so how we do that. This is, of course, over the year, and then you see them at events like the NARD and those things, too. But that's kind of an important thing we want to get done. We'll keep track of those dates and when we meet with them so you can see, hey, they weren't just talking about this in January and nothing ever happened. Could you really meet with? You'll have a list of when we met with them and who came along. But feel free. It's always good to bring one of the directors if we can. I know you're busy, and coordinating those schedules can sometimes be hard, but it's a coffee or a lunch or something like that. So, and that may take place after the session, too, because this is a short session. So with that, that's kind of where we're at. Have I forgot anything that you... Any questions or...
What criteria did you use for defining a champion?
Well, the main thing, how long do you have left? How many terms, you know, first of all, where are you at? Are you in the floods? Are you going to get flooded, like Sarpy County and other people, in your district, in the whole NRD districts? Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm. And then also, a lot of that is if you're new, you're a new senator, you may not know anything about what PAPU NRD does other than what someone may tell you. And, John, you'd know, well, you all know that firsthand. And then the candidates, too. We didn't add the candidates yet because we don't know who they are. But I'd add five more candidates on there because several of these are term limited. And one's an open seat, Senator Legrone. So just make sure that one, you stay out of it because you can't get involved in that. But it's still good information for a candidate to know before they get elected. Someone's going to win. So.
Brady.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. You say there's 10 days to introduce a bill. Is the 23rd day 10? Is that the?
Yeah. Yep. It's working days.
Typically, like the Friday before that date is the last date that any new bills can go up to bill drafters, and with any assurances it'll get done within that 10-day period. So it's 10 days, but you can't come to, if you come to bill drafters on day 10 with a new idea, it's likely not going to be introduced. So.
One question in general, have we talked to, are these folks aware that we're talking to Senator Hughes about doing a study on the private levees, river systems, so that many of which have failed or washed out?
Yeah, we read the article too. We're aware of that, and I know that was a big topic of conversation during the hearing as well. So we'll be engaged in that at the direction of John, of course. But, that was a pretty eye-opening hearing, I thought, if you want to.
We're already exchanging some ideas with Senator Bosselman. Add some things to what he's thinking.
Close attention based on the comments that have been made in the paper about the governor's State of the State address that's coming up to see. Because I think maybe Senator Bosselman's role or something else related to kind of flood recovery continuing. So we'll make sure to send a copy of those comments if they are pertinent to you all.
And on the resolutions and studies as well, if it's not a bill, that they get clear till
the end.
Yeah, very end of the session, that they can write that up, and then they'll do that over the summer, and, which actually is a great opportunity to educate them as well, mm-hmm. on especially that issue.
Mm-hmm. Bailey?
No, I'm good.
Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Thank you very much. On the subcommittee reports, item A, ad hoc consultant committee for the culverts, Director Fred Conley.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Agenda item 9A, ad hoc consultant selection subcommittee, RFP for the Little Papio Channel Culverts Rehabilitation Project Professional Services. Be it resolved that the minutes of the January 2nd, 2020 meeting of the ad hoc consultant selection subcommittee RFP for the Little Papio Channel Culverts Rehabilitation Project Professional Services are accepted, incorporating these minutes, and the following recommendation of the committee are hereby adopted and approved. 9A1, consultant selection interviews. Recommendation that Fire Engineering be ranked first to negotiate a contract for the Little Papio Channel Culverts Rehabilitation Project, that HDR be ranked second and Olson be ranked third, and I so move.
Comments from the public? Directors? Roll call.
Bradley.
Yes.
Renwald.
Yes.
Jeff.
Yes.
McCormick.
Yes.
Pinsky.
Yes.
Yes.
Gately.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Yes.
Thank you. Agenda item 9B, Personnel, Legislative, and Public Affairs Subcommittee. Be it resolved that the minutes of the January 7, 2020 meeting of the Personnel, Legislative, and Public Affairs Subcommittee are accepted, incorporated in these minutes, and the following recommendation of the subcommittee are hereby adopted and approved. 9B1, 2020 Affirmative Action Policy. Recommendation that the Papio Missouri River NRD's Affirmative Action Policy for 2020 be adopted and incorporated into the district policy manual, and I so move.
Public comments. Director.
Yes.
Pinsky.
Yes.
Caesar.
Yes.
Bagley.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
Elwin.
Yes.
Chairperson.
Yes. 9C, Ad Hoc Selection Committee for the Construction Stormwater Inspections, Director Larry Reddick.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Be it resolved that the minutes of the January 7th, 2020 meeting of the Ad Hoc Consultant Selection Subcommittee RFP for Construction Stormwater Inspections, Southern Sarpy Watershed Partnership are accepted, incorporated in these minutes, and the following recommendations of the subcommittee are hereby adopted and approved. 1. Professional services contract with JEO for Southern Sarpy Watershed Partnership Construction Stormwater Inspection Services. Recommendation that the general manager be authorized to execute a professional services contract with JEO Consulting Group Incorporated for the Southern Sarpy Watershed Partnership Construction Stormwater Inspections for a maximum fee of $163,590, subject to changes deemed necessary by the general manager and approval as to form by district legal counsel. And I so
move. Thank you. Any public comments? Staff? Directors? Roll call.
Jeff.
Yes.
McCormick.
Yes.
Sapinski.
Yes.
Caesar.
Yes.
Bagley.
Aye.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Yes.
Winwell.
No.
Yes. Item D, PPO, Director Fred Conley.
Thank you. Be it resolved that the minutes of the January 7, 2020 meeting of the Programs, Projects, and Operations Subcommittee are accepted, incorporated in these minutes, and the following recommendations of the subcommittee are hereby adopted and approved. 9D1, contract with Dicon Explosive Demolition Corp. for ICE Jams Explosive Services. Recommendation that the general manager be authorized to execute the proposed contract for explosive services with Dicon Explosive Demolition Corporation for Platte River Ice Jam Removal. subject to changes deemed necessary by the general manager, and approval as to firm by the district legal counsel.
Public comments. Have any additional comments? Directors. Ball rolling up the river.
Yes.
Yes.
Heather.
Yes.
Bagley.
Aye.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
Howler.
Yes.
Linwell.
Yes.
Schiffer.
Yes.
9D2, resolution for participation in the district's multi-hazard mitigation plan. Recommendation that the following resolution be adopted. Whereas a multi-hazard mitigation plan identifies the vulnerability of public bodies to natural hazards and the projects that can be implemented to reduce or eliminate vulnerability exposure, and whereas FEMA now requires that a public entity must have a current multi-hazard mitigation plan in place before they are eligible for federal funding for hazard mitigation projects and mitigation efforts resulting from natural disasters. And whereas the Papio Missouri River Natural Resources is proposing to serve as the coordinating agency for the development of a multi-jurisdictional, multi-hazard mitigation plan for a six-county area, including all of Sarpy, Douglas, Washington, and Dakota counties, as well as parts of Burke and Thurston counties, and all associated local governmental entities. Therefore, be it resolved that the Papio Missouri River Natural Resources District hereby approves participation in the proposed multi-hazard mitigation planning process described above and pledges to attend required meetings and participate as necessary to complete an effective plan for the public we serve. Free conservation agreement. No, I think that's. And I shall move.
Hold on. You'll get a chance. Is there any public comments on our multi-hazard mitigation plan? Director Goodwill.
This whole 9D, it includes the conservation agreement and the property rights acquisition.
What's your question? Resolution that I just read?
Whereas, and this is therefore, you started in on the conservation agreement.
That's the next two items on the agenda.
Thank you.
Roll call.
Yes.
Caesar.
Yes.
Bagley.
Aye.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
Fowler.
Yes.
Grunwald.
Yes.
McCormick.
Yes.
And Chairperson.
Yes.
Now, 9D3, conservation agreement, ENS complaint, Todd Cornwall. Recommendation that the conservation agreement and conservation plan for completion proposed for Todd Cornwell's property be approved, and upon completion of the conservation plan, Mr. Cornwell will be in compliance with the district's erosion and sediment rules and regulations, and I so move.
Public comments. Identify your name and address.
Jeremy Hollenbeek from Barrett Home Firm on behalf of the Erickson's. Don't want to take up more of your time. I saw you guys two nights ago. But we did agree on language that would supplement what was the written plan with NRD Council. So I just wanted to put that on the record. Also, it's not in the plan, but what we understand is that there's going to be some consultation with Mr. Erickson when it comes to the specific design, particularly of the underground waterways. And there's some discussion that if, after the plan's implemented, if something's not implemented correctly, or even if it's implemented correctly, but it doesn't, there's still excessive sediment runoff, that we could explore a procedure to come back before this board without filing a new complaint and just seek a supplemental order for additional measures. So that's all I had. Thank you very much.
Brent, do you have any?
Mm-hmm. Quick response. Brent Meyer, law firm Hush Blackwell. The proposed agreement and the amendment that we ran by Todd Cornwell had the milestones that we were discussed on Tuesday, and then there is going to be accommodation and an agreement that we will coordinate efforts with the outlet structures with Mr. Erickson prior to construction. I think there's just a general agreement that the NRD would work with Mr. Erickson as a complaint as far as any type of failure to meet or go below that threshold. So there is an attachment or amendment to the agreement that was not presented on Tuesday. As far as board approval, I think the resolution covers that amendment because that's what's being recommended. Go ahead and approve the resolution unless there's any other questions.
Okay. Any further public comments? Directors. So as we approve Tuesday, as we'll hopefully approve now, the understanding is the amendment is part of the document as a working plan.
Staff recommendation.
Board, I'm saying okay, roll call.
Yes.
Bagley.
Aye.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
Fowler.
Yes.
Winwald.
Yes.
McCormick.
Yes.
Pinsky.
Yes.
Chairperson.
Yes.
Item 9D4, property rights acquisition from Union Pacific to Western Douglas County Trail. Recommendation that the general manager be authorized to execute an agreement to acquire or assist in the acquisition of property rights from Union Pacific with the following conditions. One, if a Union Pacific adds an additional track at this particular location, NRD will be responsible for having the crash wall constructed. And two, if the proposed pedestrian bridge creates drainage issues on the existing tracks, the NRD will be responsible for the installation of an adequate drainage mitigation system and ISOM.
Public comments. Directors? Roll call.
Bagley.
Aye.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
Fowler.
Yes.
Winwald.
No. Yes.
McCormick.
Yes.
Skinsky.
Yes.
Stevens.
Yes.
Chairperson.
Yes.
And that completes my report.
Good, you're done for the evening.
Yep.
I'll say something later.
No.
Item 10, Treasury Report, Mayor Bradley.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just hope that the board would approve items.
Reference the resolution.
Yes, sir. Agenda item 10, Treasurer's Report. Be it resolved that the Treasurer is authorized to expend general funds to pay one claim report and two any claims made prior to the next board meeting for items A.
Moved. Is there a second?
Second.
No move. Second by Fred Conley. Any public comments? Directors? Roll call.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
Fowler.
Yes.
Winwell.
No.
Yeah.
Yes.
McCormick.
Yes.
Kinsky.
Yes.
Caesar.
Yes.
Bagley.
Aye.
Shepard.
Yes. Item 11, anything you want to talk about legal-wise?
No legal update this afternoon.
Thank you. Chairperson's report. You know, we had this talk in the media and life about a new decade, and I'm not going to argue whether we're in a new decade or the end of the last one, but we're in the twos now. We were in the ones for 10 years. Now we're in the, 20, 21, up to, 29 until 10 years from now, we talk about 30s. Anyways, I beat the governor to a state of Nebraska address, and the president for that matter. So I thought, and I haven't heard any others, so I drafted a kind of a state of the NRD. There's a copy in your binder. I encourage you to, I'm not going to read it. It's on the web as our agenda item. It's in front of you. Please take it home. But basically, we've been working hard for 10 years. Some of us,
the orange tab
on your binder. Some of those directors have been around that long. One, two, three, four, that's five. And we know what's been going on for 10 years and longer for some of us, Director Keyser. And I want to put in perspective for us as the board and for the general public of where we, what we've done in 10 years. Primarily, the flood control, which is our greatest mission, largest, most concentrated to control the waters of the district. You know, we had six projects done in 10 years, which is incredible, considering that the previous decade, three maybe? Marlon, I didn't ask you to fact check this, but the spirit of Marlon is was well within this narrative on what we've done. And of course, this is intended for general public. We all know what a 500-year flood is, not something that just occurs once in 500 years. Percentage, half a percentage of an incident happening any given year, for example. A 100-year flood is 1% of a chance happening. So I drafted this kind of a state of the NRD for the past decade. I summed it up that, you know, being on the board more than 10 years, almost 20, and longer than me, Paul and I about the same time, Fred about the same time as well. Some of us have seen it, and it's natural and it's instinctive when we do our job to direct. Some newcomers here, Danny Begley, got to look at you because you're the newest comer. And this is intended to say, in perspective, we got a pretty darn good project crew with dealing with our projects. We really do. And then perspective, too, with the NRDs in general in Nebraska. We hear that. We'll hear again in Lincoln that we're the envy of the country. Dean Edson gets calls on what we do for and flood control. Well, we have NRDs, you know, so we're good with that. It's been 45 years, NRDs. Anyway, so NRDs, I'm glad to be on this board. I tried to make this apolitical, so we're not going to get into or reform. But in general, I want to just state that and we've covered a lot of territory, not just six counties geographically, but what we've done within those six counties, top to bottom, sideways, and in and out. It's been a great 10 years. Unfortunately, we've had some incidents that have tested us, and tested us to the nth degree. And Rich, keep that river flowing because we don't want any more ice. And that's, since you live on the river, it's your, I'm delegating that to you.
Thank you.
Plus, you're a reverend, so you're closer to the big guy than I am. So anyways, we Mother Nature's in charge. God's in charge, I guess. We have to react accordingly. This staff that we have and continue to refine with obviously turnover and so on like that. I'm proud to have a staff like we have. Next 10 years, I'm very confident. I see at least three engineering firms in here. Thank you, engineering firms, for your expertise that we call on quite a bit, but we can't do it alone. So there's a plug for you all. That what you do to help us out in our mission, all within financial resources available, of course. So I appreciate that as a chairman of this board, and I'm hoping the other directors appreciate it. All of what it takes to get the job done. So, simple narrative. We're going to send that. We did send it out as a press release. it will be going as a press release. So, those on our list, whoever they are, what the flavor is of this particular NRD. So, please.
Nice work.
Thank you. Yep. Thank you. Please share, spread the word accordingly. Item 13, General Manager's Report. John Winter.
Mr. Chairman, the information education highlights are attached. The I&E department has been working on the 2020 Envirothon in Lincoln, which will be July 26th through the 31st. More than 500 people are expected from 46 states, Canada, and China. Expect to visit Nebraska for the competition. Obviously a great opportunity for the Papuan NRD as well as the statewide energy system to demonstrate what we do to manage our natural resources. Personnel miscellaneous items, we received a thank you letter from the family of Nicholas Wilson for the district's efforts in bringing to reality Nick's Boulder project. If you remember, Nick passed away in a tragic train accident in 2016, and they said obviously the project brings them some peace and comfort to have that memorial there for him. Reports on purchases, construction services, professional services, and personal properties attached, as well as the current and ongoing project with the district legal counsel. There was no Papillion Creek Watershed Partnership meeting in December, and the next meeting is scheduled for January 23rd, 2020. And you can tell the legislative session is heated up, not only what Tim and his team reported, but we have been working the last few days on WERDA inserts with core reform that Jim mentioned. And we're actually getting some positive feedback from the core legislative folks who are helping us write what we would like to see in the bill, which is a change. Usually they say that, no, we don't do it that way. We've never done it that way. We won't do it that way. Now they're just saying, well, we haven't done it that way, but here's how we would agree to it. So it's a big change. So we're going to have a lot of activity going on now at the federal level, but then also at the state level with these guys. So some exciting things happening. Hopefully we can get those provisions put into the WERDA bill, if not a standalone bill. And I sent you kind of an update yesterday on we've got a dual track going in the House and the Senate, and just talked to Senator Fisher's staff just probably an hour before the meeting. And they're in line to drop their bill the same time the House does too. So. That concludes my report, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Item 14, informational items. Please note we got a holiday coming up in a couple weeks. Luther King Day. Conference in Lincoln, conference in Vegas, which y'all will be going. And I'm done real early. You're going to beat the traffic or be part of it. This is weird. Next meeting, keep in mind, 4 o'clock for the subcommittee, 4 o'clock for the board on the 13th. Item 15, you're adjourned.